Today on the show, something a bit different. We're going to talk about iridology, which is where you can look into a person's eye and study the, I don't know, the texture of the eye.
Soul.
Yeah, yeah, and you can work out if they're crook or suffer from certain ailments. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I use iridology as part of the case history taking, as part of the diagnosis.
Okay.
I think you can tell a lot from looking at the eye, but I think that you can also see a genetic predisposition. So it may be that you'll see something, and it's actually in the family history. So if the person, so for instance, there's something called a cholesterol ring. And it may be that that person doesn't have high cholesterol and their heart is fine, but there is a genetic predisposition. So if that person exercises, keeps their weight in the, you know, right range and eats good fats and not the bad saturated fats, they are absolutely fine, so it's not a problem. But it's just a sign to be on the preventative.
So when you have a patient, a client, you look into their eyeball, what are you what are you looking for? What can you see?
Well, I use a little iris torch, which is just a magnifying glass with a bit of light behind it. And I'm looking for a few things. I'm looking for the colour of the eye or discoloration, so something around the pupil, the centre of the iris, could be digestive problems. And if it's a dark orangey colour, it can mean that they have a problem with sugars and maybe there's a pre-diabetes thing happening. And so it would go hand in hand with case history. So there's no way I would ever diagnose just looking at the iris.
No, it's just so, part of the whole process where you look at
something. There's another, I mean, if the sclera, the white bit, is slightly blue and that person is very tired and, you know, maybe if it's a woman, she's got heavy periods or someone who doesn't eat red meat, for example, it may be a sign of anemia or iron deficiency anemia.
Oh, wow.
So there are other, so you're looking at the actual fibre structure, so the little very fine lines in the iris that radiate out from the pupil. So the finer they are, the stronger the constitution. And the constitution is something that you inherit, and you see people who live to their 95 and as strong as an ox, they will often have what we call, what actually Dorothy Hall, a local herbalist who sadly died late last year, a silk constitution. And that's a very strong person who doesn't mean they don't get sick. It just means that they will recover pretty well, and they are very as strong as an ox, basically.
So can the average person at home get in front of their mirror and have a look at their eye and just look at for any issues? Maybe,
you can see. Well, you need the magnifier to really have a look at the closest structure and see if there are any lesions and things like that. But, for instance, I had a patient on Saturday, and she has a brown spot on the outside of her iris. And it's located, so there's a map, and this particular spot is located on her thyroid. And, you know, I said, have you always had this? And she went and asked her mother later that afternoon. The mother said, no, it only happened in her early, you know, as far as she could remember, in her late school years. And as it happens, this person does have some thyroid-related possible issues. So I'm going to ask for her doctor I'm going to ask for her to be tested and see if that's in fact the case. But that's quite interesting, and it can just be, you know, has there been a change? And people will often say they can see something in their iris. But I'm looking at colour and structure changes, pupil size. So if the pupil size is enlarged a little bit, it can often mean adrenal exhaustion. So it relates to part of the body and also parts of the body and whether an area is over-functioning or under-functioning. So if someone's very stressed, for example, what we call the autonomic nervous system or the part of the nervous system beyond our conscious control, which is, again, it's kind of about a third of the way out from the pupil into the iris, and that can often be quite white and inflamed, and that person is often very highly stressed.
Wow, interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's fascinating.
All right, we'll leave it there. You got some more info on your website, boomingwithhealth.com.au, about iridology, and have a good weekend.
You too, Pete.